Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Yeah, and thanks to the Ponds and Norlane Hotel and Team Tyre Power. Team Tyre Power, your one-stop shop for all tyres and wheels. Belmont, Drysdale, North Geelong, and also Torquay as well. And we're on air thanks to Warra Lily, a UDIA National Award-winning community and long-term sponsor of us here at K-Rock Footy. We are set for the Lions and the Cats, and of course Link McCarthy, after his experience at Geelong, starting, coming across from SA and then playing some 30-odd games at Geelong, has now become a Lion. And our illustrious leader, Tom King, caught up with him earlier in the week. And Kingy started off by asking Link about how excited he was by the prospect of taking on the Cats in the 2v3 clash.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited actually. Firstly, just to see the old teammates a little bit, but secondly, both sides I think are in pretty good form at the moment, so it's going to be an exciting game. Yeah, can't wait. It's like you said, it's strange we're meeting at the SCG, but I've actually never played at the SCG, so I'm looking forward to that also.
Yeah. What's been the secret of Brisbane's success over the last 4 weeks, other than obviously the luxuries of home?
Like you said, luxuries of home has been really nice, and been very fortunate in comparison to a lot of other sides. But I guess we've just tried not to change too much, to be honest. We've sort of been building. We weren't very, very happy with our performance in round one, and then we had 3 months basically to think about it. And that, I guess, drove us to make sure that rounds two onwards were going to be a lot better than that, and we weren't going to dish up those sort of performances. So well, nothing's really changed. We've pretty much just knuckled down, got to work. Everyone returned from the COVID break in really good condition, and that allowed us to improve and just stick to our normal game plan. So we've been pretty fortunate.
You headed back home to Bordertown during the COVID break, and how did you keep yourself fit and, I suppose, access the equipment you needed and keep the touch that you required to make sure you hit the ground running when training resumed in May?
Yeah, I guess going home was a definite silver lining for us. We've got a little baby boy. He was probably only almost 3 months old at the time. So being up in Brizzy, we don't have any family and friends or old friends up here. So it was good to get back and reconnect a little bit and share him with the family. And then in terms of training, I was really lucky that I was able to get some equipment from the footy club back home and set it up in the shed out the back. And once my 2 weeks was up in terms of isolating, I was able to get out and hit the footy oval, do a heap of running. Current teammate up here, Mitch Hinge, is from there as well. So we got to train together, and it was just really good. We had a good little duo going, and we were racing each other and in our trainings and in our running sessions. And I guess that enabled us to keep pushing each other and stay motivated and come back really fit. So, all up, it was a really good break being able to see family and keep fit. And back up here in sunny Brisbane now, it's really nice.
Yeah, Brisbane's built itself a reputation in the past few years for being a club that's been really good with player welfare. What was the connection like, although you're, thousands of kilometres away in Bordertown and, the club staff are back in Brisbane? How often were you talking to them during the week? And, did you have a line coach or an assistant coach that you would deal with directly, or did you deal with Chris Fagan directly?
Yeah, a bit of everything, to be honest. I guess being up here in Brisbane, it's not a massive AFL-type hub like it is back in Geelong, so it's important. But the welfare is a strong focus, I guess, because a lot of players previous years had been returning back to their home states and they're finding it hard to retain their players. So they've definitely got a really good welfare program, and I reckon we were having 4 or 5 Zoom calls each week, and sometimes we actually got a little bit sick of it. You were thinking, far out, I just want to get on with it and have a bit of trust that we're all going really well and putting in the work. But at the same time, it was awesome to see the effort the club puts in to make sure that we're all going really well and we're still driven. So, yeah, Fags was calling us all once a week and we'd have a 15-minute chat with him. He'd make sure we're going okay. And he wasn't even really asking or talking about football. It was more just he took a real nurturing mentor role to make sure we're all doing okay. So that was really nice. So, yeah, they've ticked all the boxes, that's for sure.
What makes Chris Fagan so special as a coach? We only see it from the outside looking in, but can you give us an insight into the man and how he's been for your football since you arrived in Brisbane 18 months ago?
Yeah, all coaches are really different, I guess, aren't they? And they take different approaches. But I guess Fags is just really strong on building that relationship so that then he can know how best to coach you. And to be fair, like the senior coach doesn't always have a lot to do with players. All senior coaches have got such different things they need to cover off and prepare for each week. So most of it gets put down onto the line coaches. And who mine is Jed Adcock, and we've got a really good relationship as well. So, but it is always just nice to have a strong relationship with your senior coach, and he definitely takes that more nurturing side so that when you do need a Belton, you can cop it pretty easily because you know he cares about you.
We know you've got talent, and we've seen that over the last 29 games. The irony of the matchup with the Cats is that it'll be your 30th game for Brisbane. You haven't missed since you got to the club, whereas you only played 29 games in 7 years at Geelong. Is it the Queensland sun? Is it something different that the Lions have done with your body? Have you been able to pinpoint why now you're getting a clear run at it?
I get asked this a lot, Kingy, to be honest. The weather has to have something to do with it, but I can't discredit the program we've got going up here as well. Just as well, Oz is probably a little bit immature about the way I think went about things at Geelong. The way I'd come back from injury and really just try and push myself to get back sooner than I should be aiming for was to my detriment. And sometimes it takes a little bit of reflecting to work that out. But yeah, the beautiful sun up here has been definitely good for the bones. And yeah, it's so easy to get up here, and particularly in the winter, you wake up, might be a little bit nippy, and then an hour later it's 25 degrees and sunny and you're getting sunburn out in the trainer track. Like it's a polar opposite to what it was like down in Geelong. But yeah, certainly loved my time down in Geelong, but you can't beat the weather up here.
Who do you think you'll get as a matchup? Do you expect if Boozy plays, he'll go to Charlie and you get somebody like a Jake Colajasny or maybe a Cam Guthrie will roll back and spend some time with you?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about it last night. I was going through some opposition analysis, and not that I have to do too much study on them. I sort of remember how they all go about their business. But, I imagine Busey will take the most dangerous in Charlie. But then Charlie kicked 5 on him last game. So not really sure. They're all pretty solid defenders back there. I always struggled playing on Collar at training. He just sort of bullied me around a bit. But yeah, I'm looking forward to any matchup I get. It's to be honest, the Geelong backline they work as a unit. They don't really lock down on the one player as much. So they're a really good defence, and we're looking forward to seeing how we match up against them.
Off the field, how's fatherhood treating you? You mentioned the little one. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's going really well. Little Lenny, 5.5 months old, so he's changing every day, and it's been good fun. We've had I've had a fair bit of time to be able to spend with him most days because of the time restrictions of being able to be at the club. We spend a fair bit of time at home, so he's been a good distraction. Just means I've been on a bit more nappy duties than I thought I might be, but he's been good. He's pretty busy little fella. He doesn't let you relax too much, so. Definitely keeping us on our toes, and Taylor's been a great mum, so we're very fortunate.
Well, I think it's a massive game of footy coming up. You'll get a couple of good nights sleep in Sydney. I believe we speak on Tuesday. I believe you flew fly down Wednesday and then obviously play Thursday night, and then potentially you might be on the road. You just don't know what's going to happen beyond round 6 and 7, do you?
No, not really. I guess because we come in contact with a Victorian club, we're there for a minimum 2 weeks in Sydney. We're staying up in Manly, which is a beautiful spot. And yeah, I guess pretty much we'll just pack, 2 weeks of clothes, and if it goes longer, then we'll have to do some washing. So it's all good.
Link, great to catch up with you. We really enjoyed having you in the K-Rock box when you used to drop in occasionally to say hi. Unfortunately, it was probably we used to say. Link McCarthy's joining us. We'd prefer to see you out on the field, but now we get to see you on the field in the Brisbane jumper. You're doing a wonderful job. Well done on what you've achieved over the last year and a bit. And for your sake, hopefully a bit of final success for the Lions come October, November 2020.
Thanks, King. Yeah, it'd be nice if we don't go out in straight sets like last year, but we've got a bit of work to do before then.
Yeah, well done to Kingy and well done to Link as well. And as I said, started his AFL journey in Cats colours, but we enjoy seeing him have success at the Brisbane Lions. Although, boys, that's a little tempered tonight. We enjoy seeing him have success at the Lions, just not necessarily against the Cats.
Well, he can go all right, so long as Geelong win, as Cookie said, by 1 point.
By 1 point. That was a tip from Brian Cook.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.